First question I always ask, as an incumbent, what drew you to throw your hat in for another term? What made you decide, yeah, I want to be on the school board?
Sure. I wanted to be able to continue to do a lot of the new efforts that we've made recently. And as many people right now in almost every industry know, it's hard to find staff. And something that 742 has done is they developed what they call a kind of your grow your own program. So we've teamed up with St. Cloud State University, and where we have some of our students going there to become teachers, and we're starting to see a return on that, and not only just for teachers, but other staff as well. And then we have, you know, a new superintendent, and I'd like to be there to continue to support her and the staff and make sure, you know, that, you know, constituents are being heard during this transition as well.
I always like to start at the 30,000 foot view with a positive. So in your opinion, as someone who's been on the school board, what do you think District 742 does better than anybody else?
I think we provide more opportunities than a vast majority of schools in the state of Minnesota. And that's because we're lucky to have a university right in it, and not to mention in St. Ben's and a tech and community college. So we're the best at providing opportunities.
And of course, you wouldn't be running for school board if there wasn't something that concerns you. So looking ahead in the next 4 years or so, do you see dark clouds on the horizon? Do you see challenges that the district is going to have to face?
We do. We have challenges. You know, as the saying goes, we don't get to choose the state that the children are in when they come to us. And we do have a fairly high level of poverty in our community. And we're seeing this, you know, nationwide with kids. We have to be unique and creative in helping those students get to where we want them to be. And that means meeting them where they're at. And that's the other side of the sword when it comes to our strength, is we do have those challenges, whether it's free and reduced lunch or in English learning languages. And then, of course, facilities. I think, you know, we missed an opportunity years back when we passed the referendum for the tech, for St. Cloud Tech College, and I'm sorry, the Tech High School, and we didn't pass it for Apollo. And that's something I'm going to prioritize, because I want all of our kids to have excellent facilities all the way through.
This is the campaign speech. This is the elevator speech. Why Zachary Dorholt for 742 School Board?
You can always experience. I've been on the board for 4 years. I served in the legislature for a couple. I was vice chair of the higher education committee there. I have 3 kids who attend school in our district. And I think just the fact that I'm a licensed mental health professional in times like these, I am in the thick of it, whether it's, you know, working, you know, my clients and patients, or addressing other things as a mental health professional in the community and making sure that 742 stays on top of those needs.